protecting against disease and safeguarding health, more has been accomplished during the 20th century than in all the previous history of man. The American Medical Association, in conjunction with your local medical society, proudly presents Medical Milestone.
In the past century, certainly no struggle was more bitter, bloody, and deeply felt than the Civil War. Nor was it more keenly described than by a young hospital orderly at that time, Walt Whitman.
Let no tongue ever speak in disparagement of the American races, North or South, to one who has been through the war in the great army hospitals. For we have seen this race, proved by wholesale, by dreary and fearful tests. The wound, the amputation, the shattered face or limb, the slow, hot fever, long, impatient anchorage in bed, and all the forms of maiming and disease.
Though the forms of war have changed, as well as the other forces that have beset mankind, pain and illness and disability continue. But today, to treat them, to restore the suffering to society, a modern scientific concept has developed, the specialty of physical medicine and rehabilitation. It is not an entirely new concept. For countless centuries, man has used physical treatment. When primitive man warmed himself with stones, when he treated himself with water, massage, and exercise, with sunlight and fresh air, he was applying physical agents to restore his usefulness. And they were widely used by all civilizations throughout history. Indeed, physical medicine was frequently prescribed by the Greek physician Hippocrates, the father of medicine.
It should be kept in mind that exercise strengthens and inactivity wastes.
Yes, it is old, perhaps man's oldest art of healing. And yet physical medicine is also one of the most modern of sciences, one that gained its greatest recognition as a countermeasure for another science, modern warfare. The 16th century was an age of wars, and in its midst, a humble French army barber surgeon, Ambroise Paré, founded an era of modern surgery. But his efforts extended beyond the operating table. They included better patient care and convalescence, and aimed at achieving complete and total rehabilitation. The years that followed were dark, troubled centuries. But by the same token, they also witnessed the rise of two separate medical specialties, physical medicine and rehabilitation, devoted to advanced patient care, to moving the patient out of the bed and back into society. And yet, each remained separate until the world was once again torn by conflict. December 7th, 1941. Out of this most terrifying of wars came millions of casualties and millions who needed rest and reconditioning. They received it on the widest and most advanced level ever known to man, from a newly united medical science, the twin specialty of physical medicine and rehabilitation. Its credo remains unchanged, but today it is more concerned with the problems of peace, the care of the industrial patient, the chronically ill, and the aging. And today, in stride with the lengthening shadow of man, physical medicine and rehabilitation will continue to add years to life and life to years. In his 52nd year, Walt Whitman suffered a severe paralytic stroke. And as he struggled to overcome it, these were his words.
Dear soothing, healthy restoration hours, after three confining years of paralysis, after the long strain of the war and its wounds and death, what remains? Nature remains to bring out from torpid recesses and affinities of a man or a woman with the open air, the trees, fields, the changes of seasons, the sun by day, and the stars of heaven by night. We will begin from these convictions.
Medical Milestones has been brought to you by the American Medical Association, dedicated to the science and art of medicine, and to the enlightenment of all who care about life and think about health.